Hello, this is Leah Pikin-Kalidas of Creator Every Day, and today I am talking with the fabulous and super sweet Catherine Antier of True North Arts. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Leah. Thank you so much for having me. This is so much fun.
Oh, I know. It's so great to talk to you. I was wondering if you could just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, you know, I like to think of myself as an explorer. And in my current expedition, I'm on a journey traveling through the land of thoughts, feelings, ideas, and memories. And this internal landscape is rich with stories. I use collage, photography, and creative journal keeping to navigate this terrain and to help me to unlock stories. And, you know, these stories, I share some of them on two blogs. One of them is Collage Diva, and that's more of my personal blog. And then I have another one that you mentioned, True North Arts, and we can talk a little bit more about that later on in our chat.
Excellent. Yes, I have known you through the wild and woolly world of blogging for a while now, and I really love your work and your style and your energy. And as you know, the theme this month at Creative Every Day is stories, and that ties just so well into your work. And I'm just curious about how you feel stories play into your work.
Well, you know, my nickname is Collage Diva, and so therefore collage is naturally my favorite medium. And I see it as a really wonderful tool for navigating that internal landscape and the story field. You know, many of us walk around with so many buried and forgotten stories locked inside of us, waiting to be revisited and told. And collage work, when you work with it intuitively, really helps to surface up visually some of those stories. And I can explain to you a little bit how that happens. When I create a collage, and I'm working with magazine collage, which is the simplest that you can do. All you need are scissors, a glue stick, and a stack of magazines. And as I flip through magazines, I'm looking for images that I'm just drawn to. I really shut off my mind, and I go from the place of feeling. So every time I sit down to create a collage, I'm at a different place, because not only am I in a different place in my life, but also how I'm feeling. And I really want to tap into that, because that's going to help me get out of my head and go in deeper. So as I'm flipping through, I may gravitate to something that I like the color or the texture, the shape, the expression of someone's face, or maybe I'm drawn to something a little darker. And I don't worry about what it means, the symbolic meaning, or you know, what it might be saying about me. I'm not even thinking about that. That's not the time for that right now. All I do is go from how I feel. And as I flip through, I don't even use scissors. I don't worry about cutting. I tear those pages. I just get into it. Once I have settled that, oh, I think I've got a good stack, I then lay that all out, and I look across what I have, and I start making connections. But again, these are connections that are done from a place of feeling and intuition. I see a lot of orange over here. I guess I'm in an orange mode, and I just collect all those objects. Or, oh, you know, this is, I see a lot of circles or a lot of, you know, things that kind of like, that looks kind of interesting contrast to this or that, you know. And that's how I work. Once I settle in on the images and I kind of have them laying over one another, that's when I pull out the scissors and I start taking my time with how I'm going to cut them and interlock them or butt them and that sort of thing. And then I glue it down. And once it's done, then I shift into the mental part. I get into my head. Sometimes I can't do that right away. Shifting from that intuitive space to that thinking space, it's really hard to make that move. So it may be later in the day or a couple days later that I'll sit and look at that collage and say, oh, what do I see surfacing from that? What story do I see here? And I find working in a journal really helps to pull out those stories. Sometimes just sitting and looking at it, we can say, oh, we can make connections. But I think that process of writing really helps to give us the language for what we see. And so that's how I work with storytelling and collage.
That's really interesting. And, you know, it mirrors what I do so closely that I was just like, yes, I do that too.
Yeah, and it happens in painting too, or in a lot of different mediums. You know, I describe the artist zone, you know, we get into that, you know, it happens when I pick up the camera and I'm doing photography, that whole world, my mind just slows down and I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm at one with what I'm seeing. And yet it is that polarity of our minds and our hearts, you know.
Yes, and I so relate to that, shutting off what your mind is thinking, not worrying about the story in the beginning, because
right.
that can be really limiting. And for me, it makes my work really stiff when I start.
Yeah.
But if I can just start from the intuitive space, things will happen,
and I
don't need to force it, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun to dip into that. And you know, when I work with people who are new to this, it takes some trusting on their part. But once they let go and they try it, it's so fun to see them, you know, discover this process and have so much fun with it.
Yeah.
But even with myself, I'm experienced doing collage. I do it all the time. But there are times when I'm like, all right, I know I want to make some new collages, and I'll even feel some resistance before sitting down. And the way I kind of break through it is just by doing. And sometimes when I've been in a funk and I don't feel like creating, those are the times that when I actually break through that, work through it, my best stuff comes out.
Absolutely.
Have you found that?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I often say that you really just can't wait for inspiration to come. And when you're feeling that stuckness, like, you know, I'm just not inspired, it's just not true. It's just a story in your head. And
right.
if you can just sit down and let it come out, yeah, that's when a lot of stuff has usually been building up and is just
right.
ready to come out if you give yourself a chance.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool stuff. So I'm curious about how storytelling has been a transformative experience for you and also for people that you've taught in workshops that you've taught.
Well, you know, there's so many ways that storytelling is transformative. One way is when we realize that as storytellers, we hold the power to name our experiences.
Mm.
And, you know, how we tell the story, the language we use, can reinforce a negative self-belief, or, on the alternative side, it could affirm and empower us to live, you know, fully and joyfully. So, you know, so by changing the way we name our experiences, we can transform our lives. So when we're looking at things that have been difficult in our lives, or if we describe it as, you know, oh, it's a disaster and things always happen to me, you know, the woe is me, we can get caught in those ruts and then create these blocks for ourselves. But as storytellers, we can say, you know, I want to tell the story differently. And when we reframe it in a way that is positive, and I'm not saying sugarcoat the negative. What I'm saying is we can, when we reframe it in an adventurous way, then we're just transforming that negative experience into an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so again, how we express ourselves can really turn a difficult situation into something that is inspirational and motivating. You know, another way that storytelling is very transformative, especially for a visual artist, you know, in collage we use a lot of symbols and images of animals to depict the people and places and things in our lives. This symbolic language is a great vehicle for separating ourselves from our stories. That distance provides a safety net for exploring the story and thinking about the stories in a different way. It gives us an opportunity, we can even rewrite the story. So, you know, one example of a collage that I recently did is a really simple collage. It's only of two images that I pieced together. One of the images is of a woman who's dressed in a white gown. She is holding a white balloon, and she's like hanging from this balloon, and her eyes are shut. The background is this fiery, it's like a cavern, you know, like she's descending into this fiery place. In the story, she's a princess who's fallen asleep, and when she woke up, she forgot who she was. And so when I think about this story, I'm like, well, how is that me? How do I translate that story of this princess. Well, it dawned on me that it represents a period of my life when I was so focused on being a wife and a mother that I lost a sense of who I was. I mean, that was huge. And for me, it wasn't a negative thing. It was this princess, you know? And now I'm like, oh, it's time to wake her up so she can remember. You know, how can I help that princess remember? And that's where, you know, I keep going back to the collages and that collage process. So I had that aha moment. And, you know, it didn't happen until like a week after that collage was made. It was like, oh, that's what happened there.
Yeah.
It was really a lot of fun.
That's beautiful. I had a similar experience with, I was creating a piece intuitively, and it turned out to start looking like Rapunzel. And as I was creating it, she had all these things, like collage pieces inside her body, and outside there was a window, like outside her tower or whatever. There was, you know, a landscape, but there wasn't a prince out there. And as I was creating it, I was realized I was retelling her story so that, you know, she wasn't looking outside herself and outside the window for someone to come rescue her, because what she needed was within her.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, things like this can start to, we can retell other people's stories, or we can retell our own story.
Or we can retell other stories that we can identify with.
Yes.
And we can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So speaking of storytelling and collage and all this great work you do, you have a workshop coming up, and why don't you talk a little bit about what that entails?
Yeah, the workshop is called Storytelling in Collage, and as the name implies, it's all about my love for intuitive, the intuitive process of collage making, and I combine that with creative journal keeping and storytelling. Participants don't need to have a background in art to be able to get creative and create the collages. You know, although somebody who has more experience, I do share some digital techniques that I use in Photoshop. So if somebody is intrigued by how you can get some good blending modes and layering in Photoshop, I do share some step-by-steps on how to do that. But not to intimidate anybody, most of the collages that I share as samples are done just with cutting and gluing magazine images. And so what the workshop is about is there are 8 lessons that provide direction and themes, and the participants are encouraged to work intuitively, though, on their collages, not to get too hung up on those themes, and really try out that process of letting go and trusting. And once the collages are made, then there's that step of going back and journal writing with it. And in this particular workshop, we focus on the hero's journey. And that's a pattern that we can identify with, because it's familiar. It's found in so many of the stories that are out there, whether it's the story of the traditional male hero that goes out and leaves home to go to war and come back, or in a lot of the contemporary stories of women looking for love or embarking on a new career. I mean, these themes, when we start looking at the pattern of the hero's journey, we see phases of it that we can all identify with and then work that into our own storytelling. So it becomes, the hero's journey really becomes a framework for which we can organize these different events in our lives, and it's a process for self-exploration and discovery.
That's beautiful. Sometimes it really helps to have a framework to guide you, and I think that's just a beautiful frame to have as you're exploring.
Well, it's so helpful, too, you know.
Yeah, very interesting. And I know you're going to be offering a spot in the stop, which I'm so grateful for and so excited for whoever wins this. That's great. And I'll have all the details about that under the recording on the blog, but thank you so much for that.
You're so welcome.
And why don't you tell people where they can find you, your blog address, your two sites.
Sure. Yeah, and then I'll close with a quote. one of my favorite quotes that's related to storytelling. You can find me, like I said, I have two blogs, the one that's more of the personal one that kind of shows not only some of my collage work, but also photography. And my latest creative exploration is Ikebana, which is Japanese flower arranging. And that's a really amazing process. And that's collagediva.com, collagediva.com. And the other site where I post monthly project ideas and I have, you can access my online workshops, it's a site where all the projects are really geared for looking for direction, that exploration of that internal landscape. That's truenorthearts.com. And so I'd like to end with a quote from Clarissa Pinkola Estes from her Women Who Run With the Wolves. It's a great quote, and I hope this leaves you all feeling inspired to go out into the story field and to capture your stories and express them. She writes, "I hope you will go out and let stories happen to you, and that you will work with them, water them with your blood and tears and laughter till they bloom, till you yourself burst into bloom." Thank you, Leah.
Thank you so much, Catherine. It was such a pleasure talking with you today.
It was great talking with you.